to a hen house.
Mm-hmm. Were there different names for those outdoor toilets?
No, just outdoor toilets, all I know.
Mm-hmm. Any sort of joking names people would say, or names that didn't sound very nice?
I don't know, Donnie. I ain't never heard you call nothing but outside toilet.
Okay. And, the place where people can store corn is called the
crib.
Barn, most of it.
What about grain? Is there a special crib. Place for?
Well, we don't have a special.
We don't have
a place. I mean, they have those bins, you know, to store wheat and all that kind of stuff in, a steel, you know, a metal bin.
But we don't have them.
But we don't have any on that place. We don't have none.
Did you ever hear of something called a granary or a granary?
Have they?
Granary or granary? Have you ever heard
no,
of that?
No, I don't. Maybe some of these steel houses they put granary or granny. We don't, I ain't even heard of that. They got steel. I think they call him a granary or a granny one. A steel, little round steel houses that they put wheat and rye and
that's
stuff like that.
That's a grain bin. I'd call them. I don't know
what Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be about the same thing as grain.
We don't have any.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the upper part of the barn?
You call it a loft, I would if I had
a loft. Well, we don't have a loft in our barn, huh?
I don't have a loft in mine. Attic, but some people might call it.
And where do you store hay?
In the barn.
In the barn, I store mine.
Still the hay in one barn, and we have an open barn. It's, you know, it's you put the hay in the middle, and then the cows and things go around on the shed and eat it when it's bad weather.
What part of the barn do you put the hay in?
In the middle of it.
What about if someone has too much hay to put in the barn? How might they leave it outside?
Well, you'd have to shock
it. Outside, if you had too much.
You'd have to what?
But shock it.
Shock it. But shock I don't ever cut any. I'm not even cut here. I had to buy what I can get. I just not able to cut. No, hey, but if you had a lot of it and you couldn't store it, you'd have to shock it in the field.
How would it be kept out in the field?
Well, you just have to stack it on top of one another and then stack it over.
Not, baled hay, I don't know how that you have to stack it and put a plastic, but this loose hay, they could shock it, you know, and it would keep, but the baled hay, if it's not covered up with something to keep water off, it'll rot. But this loose hay, like
well, we don't never have.
Boy, they didn't bale all the hay them days, they just shocked it up, you know, in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Stack it around a pole to keep, but they don't do that anymore. They shock it some now, but they don't use poles. I see they have little, whole lot of little sharks out there on Harris Sweeter's place out in Midway. He's a big farmer out there and he had a lot of cattle. He had a lot of hay just stacked in his pasture out there, just little sharks.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways of keeping hay outside besides the haystack?
No, honey.
What's that?
Any other way to keep hay except the haystack in the barn?
No, I wouldn't think to have to stack it.
See, they let it go out, they leave it out till it dries, and they shout. Then they put them little shocks and they put all them big shots together and bale it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they carry it to people's barns, or what if they going to carry it to their barn or what there.
Mm-hmm. What part of the barn do most people put their hay up in?
I always feel mine from full. I put it all over.
What about that upper part?
We don't have upper. Ours don't have the upper part.
It's just all the way up, not in a, you know, no long.
Just straight barn.
And what about a fenced-in place you might have around the barn so the animals could walk around?
Yes.